You're listening to Tech Guy. My name's Oscar. TikTok is trending, and so are TikTok trends. On September 1st, Jug4 Elias posted a TikTok video of disposable masks he claims to have stolen from a school. This became a challenge between users to have the largest item stolen, or as the vandalizers called it, licked. This was the start of devious licks. The Urban Dictionary defines lick as a successful type of theft, which results in an acceptable, impressive, and rewarding payday for the protagonist. The teens participating in this TikTok trend have a knack for stealing things from the bathrooms, or for instance, one student has thrown a keyboard into a urinal. You see paper rolls in toilets, soap dispensers torn apart, and paper towel dispensers smashed against the floor. But the schools have to pay for the damage. Some schools are shutting down toilets and even whole bathrooms, and students are going home, needing to go to the bathroom. Schools such as Tuguswilla and Jackson Heights are sending letters out to parents, threatening suspension and or expulsion. In Boone County, Kentucky, 8 students were caught. 4 of them were charged with vandalism, and the other half were charged with theft. After the break, we ask just how TikTok creates these dangerous trends, and why. Hi, we're back. Welcome to Tech Guy. My name's Oscar. Because of Android's dominance in the smartphone market, 75% of TikTok downloads have been on Android devices. The exception is in the U.S., which has 65.9 million active users, where most people that use TikTok use an iOS device. Not only that TikTok has many U.S. users, but 29%, nearly one-third of teens say that TikTok is their favorite platform. That's saying a lot, because studies have shown that 69%, more than two-thirds of teens, are on TikTok. TikTok's usage has exploded in Asian countries. TikTok is now the most downloaded app in Southeast Asia. In 2019, for instance, the app had 507 million users. TikTok is available in 141 out of the 195 countries in the world. The app is also available in 75 languages. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, in the first quarter of 2020, TikTok was downloaded 315 million times worldwide. During that period, in the U.S., TikTok saw a significant increase in the number of 15 to 25-year-old users with a growth of 180%. So, let's round that up. Of the millions of TikTok users, many of them enjoy showing themselves out to the public. They may like to show that they can do things that may be dangerous and or harm the community around them. Although on a positive note, TikTok is a unique way of bringing people together, especially throughout the difficult time of pandemic lockdown. It may be consuming, but it is a community all the same. A community that talks and listens through short clips. But serious, how much do you really want to give away about your true identity? That's coming up in the next episode of Tech Guy. Let's end this episode with a short question from the anchor user, Kate. Here we go.
Hi, thank you for your podcast. My name is Kate, and I have a student in the Boston Public Schools. And I'm wondering, how does a parent or a student change the password for their Boston Public School accounts? Thank you.
You are very much welcome, Kate. You will go to sis.mybps.org, sign the acceptable use policy. Make sure you press the submit button, not the other one. They will ask you to fill out a security question. After filling out the question, we'll return you to the homepage where you should click the red button. Enter the student's information, answer the security question, and then enter the new password. Hopefully that helps you answer your question. And yeah, thanks for listening. Have an awesome day, and I hope to see you in the next one.